From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama is in Italy, where he's wrapping up 3 days of meetings with fellow world leaders. They're expected to announce a plan to spend $15 billion to help farmers produce more in poorer countries. Later today, the president travels to Rome for a meeting with Pope Benedict XVI. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The White House says in some ways meeting with the Pope is like meeting any head of state. The president and the pontiff agree on some issues, disagree on others, and will look for areas where they can work together. But even after a week of similar face-to-face meetings with other world leaders, Deputy National Security Advisor Dennis McDonough says today's visit is far from routine.
Given the influence of the Catholic Church globally as well in the United States, and frankly, given the influence of the Catholic Church and church social teaching on the president himself, he recognizes that this is much more than your typical state visit.
McDonough says the president's been looking for an opportunity to meet the Pope since they first spoke following his election. First Lady Michelle Obama is accompanying her husband to the Vatican. Scott Horsley, NPR News, L'Aquila, Italy.
Tonight, the president and his family leave for Ghana for his first visit to sub-Saharan Africa as president. Officials in Ghana expect there will be a tumultuous reception. The president's father was from Kenya. Administration officials say the president will deliver a major speech tomorrow to the Ghanaian parliament. General Motors is expected to announce this morning that it's leaving bankruptcy after a mere 40 days in court. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
The trip through bankruptcy was quicker than most people expected. Instead of getting bogged down in court, the company raced through with critical support from the White House. A new GM now emerges minus tens of billions of dollars in debt and health care obligations, and with half as many divisions. Weak brands such as Saab and Saturn will go. Stronger ones such as Chevrolet and Cadillac will stay. Now comes the hard part. GM has to build successful cars and sell them to a skeptical public. New government fuel economy standards puts pressure on GM to build much better fuel-efficient cars. And that's a tall order. GM's recent offerings in this area have been lackluster. And most auto economists say GM has never made money on small cars. For taxpayers, the company's new owners, the stakes are high. All told, the government is spending about $50 billion to save General Motors. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
Democratic Senator Roland Burris is expected to announce today that he won't run for election when his term expires next year. Then-Governor Rod Blagojevich had appointed Burris to fill the Illinois seat vacated by President Obama. The appointment was made after Blagojevich was charged with trying to sell the seat. The other Democratic senator in Illinois, Richard Durbin, has said that he would not support Burris running for a full term. This is NPR News from Washington. Federal safety officials yesterday released a report on the plane crash that killed entrepreneur Steve Fawcett. His single-engine two-seater plane slammed into a mountain near Mammoth Lakes, California, on September 3rd of 2007. The National Transportation Safety Board says it appears that sudden turbulence caused Fawcett to lose control, and the small plane was unable, even at full power, to climb out of powerful downdrafts. Stocks edged higher yesterday as traders search for bargains. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Investors remain cautious amid uncertainty about the outlook for the economy and in turn for business sales and profits. The latest economic news was mixed. The Labor Department reported a surprisingly big drop in first-time jobless claims that was clouded by seasonal adjustment factors. The nation's leading retail chains reported generally disappointing June sales. Gainers outpaced losers in relatively light trading, but not by a large margin, as investors did some bargain hunting in the financial resource and technology sectors. They were selective and conservative as they awaited a slew of earnings reports. The Dow Jones Industrials had a slight gain. Broader indices did better. The Standard & Poor's 500 and the NASDAQ Composite rose roughly a third of a percent. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Asian markets continue to decline today. Japanese stocks extended their losing streak to eight consecutive sessions. The Nikkei average fell nearly 4 points to close at 92.87. In Hong Kong, the Hang Seng was down 11 points. Stocks fell 0.2% in South Korea and 0.3% in Shanghai. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.